Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Okay, my important announcement is that I put up Christmas lights last night.
Yay!
Yay!
Now, are they multicoloured ones or the flashing?
They're multicoloured flashing ones.
Oh, nice.
And I've got a blow up Santa, which was $20. It's amazing. I was like, yeah, this is cool. Some candy canes in the little flower beds. And what else do I have? I've got to get some warm twinkling lights for my bushes, but I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
But I put them up a bit earlier. Usually I wait till December 1, but Seth's 3, so I thought, let's just stretch Christmas out a little bit longer.
Weren't you saying that Seth was punching the Santa?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was punching it like, you know, when they, because it's kind of like it's blown up, but then when it's got the weighted feet,
right.
So you punch it and then it like comes back up again. I've tethered it down now so he can't punch it anymore.
You've got to tell Seth that Santa's the one you've got to be a good boy for.
He doesn't care.
No.
He's like,
not.
Whatever.
The Joshua Tree Tour 2019 will see you two back in Perth tomorrow night at Perth Stadium. Now, to celebrate, 91.7 The Wave presents the U2 Joshua Tree Special featuring Bono and The Edge, hosted by Dangerous Dave Williams. So if you're heading up to the show, you won't want to miss this tomorrow at 12 noon on 91.7 The Wave.
Yeah, tune in for that one.
When we opened up the competition lines, they just went bang, 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 bang.
Like a Christmas filled. Tree lit up.
It was like a Christmas
yes.
tree when we played this. Yeah, we've got more Mark family swimming passes to give away today, just in time for summer. And of course at Mark, they've got stacks of pools.
They do. They've got loads to choose from. The indoors, it's kind of heated. There's an outdoors. There's a kiddies play centre with all sorts of slides and amazing things. And they do the pool inflatables on select days as well. The 50-metre outdoor pool is sensational. And there's like the deep diving part at the end. Plus, they've got the lounges and the beanbags out in summer. You can do barbecues there. And they also have their amazing world-class chips.
Sold.
So if you'd love to go
sold.
Along, a family pass up for grabs right now to the Mandurah Aquatic and Rec Centre.
Give us a call right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, what's your name?
Heather.
Hi, Heather. I'm Daniel and this is Ali.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Very good now.
Well, you are good because you've just won that family swim pass to Mandurah Aquatic and Rec Centre. Congratulations.
Terrific. Thank you so much for that. We're really going to use that.
Who are you going to take along?
I'm going to take along, I'd say my sister, because she could really use it, and her kids and that. So I think we could all use the passes.
Auntie of the Year right there. Congratulations, Heather.
Thank you.
Love Plus One from Haircut 100. Now, I was going to get a haircut before we had our Christmas party because, you know, when you look back at Christmas photos and you look at people and you're just going, oh, look what they were wearing, and they'll just go, oh, look at Gunner's hair.
But you did wear a hat.
I did wear a hat.
And then you had hat hair when you took it off, so maybe that was the issue.
Maybe it was.
Mate, can I point out you wore a wave hat?
Yet. Don't point it out too much.
That's hilarious. It was like a Christmas party
find.
And you wore a wave
yes.
hat.
Whatever.
Check out that guy. He must be from the Wave. Okay, today's hard word is a beauty. Prescient.
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 Hmm.
I'm going to give you four choices today. One of them's glaringly obvious that it isn't that. Are you ready?
Sure.
A, someone who ignores sound advice. B, being present in the moment. C, having knowledge of events before they take place. Or D, someone who is obsessed with buying Christmas presents. Prescient. You ruling out any?
D's sounding a little sus at this stage, but...
What makes you think that?
You might have lulled me into a false sense of security, and prescient is actually that last one.
You never know.
Mm. So A was someone who ignores sound advice. I think that's called an arsehole.
That's the Urban Dictionary meaning though, isn't it?
I think it might be.
B is being present in the moment.
Right.
Or C, having knowledge of events before they take place.
I'm going to go with B, being present in the moment.
Okay. Well, if you'd have said someone who ignores sound advice or an arsehole, you would have been... incorrect. If you had said D, someone obsessed with buying Christmas presents, you would have been incorrect.
Okay, so far so good, but I have a feeling I'm going to get it wrong, aren't I?
And if you had said being present in the moment, which is what you chose, you would be incorrect.
What is it?
Prescient is having knowledge of events before they take place.
I thought that was called the extrasensory perception, like telepathic powers, you know? No?
Telepathy is just reading minds, I think. But prescience, knowing things before they happen.
Okay.
Kind of like a doomsday prepper. It's coming, the end is near. Are they prescient?
They can't see shit.
They're always wrong. Well, so far.
How many times is the world supposed to have ended by now?
I think we've gone way off topic.
We so have.
Ali's Random Facts.
Okay, so you know who Plato is, right?
Yes.
Tell me.
He was Mickey's dog.
Hey, Pluto!
No, that's Pluto.
Okay. Plato. He was a philosopher back in the day.
Yes, Plato was a philosopher, and he actually came up with something that we use all the time. Now, Plato believed that the love between friends encouraged a higher level of consciousness and intimacy than physical love and should be more highly regarded. Hence, Platonic relationships. Plato, Platonic. I never knew that. Mind blown.
Mic drop.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Plato, one righteous dude.
I reckon we need a fanfare because the Lucky Fiver has been going for years. And today, it's worth
$555. You know who isn't getting a fanfare?
Who?
Prince Andrew.
He's not even getting a birthday
palace.
Party. It's 60th as well. It's a milestone
been
birthday.
Canceled.
And the Queen says, nah, you've been a bad boy. No party for you.
You get nothing. Get
no
out of
fairy
the,
bread.
Get out of the castle.
No party pies. Nothing.
We shouldn't really laugh mocking someone's plight. But anyway, he did it to himself. Okay, moving along.
Now you can have Gunners and Alley anytime, day or night. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.